Jordan Allred is a Boise tattoo artist who is known for her black and gray floral designs. Not long ago, she was contacted by producers of the hit TV reality show Ink Master, where top tattoo artists from around the U.S. compete for a prize of $100,000. Oh, my gosh. She's back in town after filming the 13th season of the show. And our very own Samantha Wright dropped by the Born Weird Tattoo Shop to watch her work on one of her clients.
So what are you making there?
I am freehanding with Sharpie a floral piece on the upper part of her arm. And I like to do the Sharpie beforehand because it makes it that much more custom and flow to her body. And I like freehanding flowers. That's my favorite thing to do.
Oh, wow. That's very intricate.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. She let me have my creative freedom, and so I'm just putting floral all over the place.
Because this looks like it goes from up towards the neck all the way almost to the elbow.
Mm-hmm. It goes behind onto her right shoulder blade as well, and then it's just a little guy, just a little one today.
How long does that sort of thing take?
This will probably take us maybe about 5 hours, yeah. I'm not a slow tattooer. Which a lot of my clients appreciate.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this a little over 8 years. Yeah, I got into it when I was 17. I got my apprenticeship and started tattooing at 18. And I'm 26 now.
That's amazing. And what got you into this?
I have been obsessed with art and drawing my whole life. I'm serious. Like, when I was, 3 years old and could figure out how to scribble, I just kept going. And my dad built me my first easel when I was 4. And my family was really encouraging. They just said, keep drawing, keep drawing. I don't know what cool things I was doing when I was that young, but they loved it. And I never stopped. And so all throughout school, I took every art class available, and when I was in high school, I started realizing how cool tattoos were, and I got my first tattoo when I was 17, right before I got my apprenticeship.
What was your first tattoo?
My first tattoo is on my back in between my shoulder blades, and it's of 3 daisies and a little butterfly, and I got it from my mother and my grandmother and my sister. That's when I really thought that all my tattoos had to have a specific meaning too. As I got more tattooed and into the industry, I realized you don't really have to have a specific meaning in order to fall in love with art and want it on your body forever. But that was my first one, and I was so nervous. I was freaking out. I sweated everywhere. There was sweat dripping down the chair, but I just thought it was the coolest thing ever, and the tattoo artist, he was the coolest guy in the world. And just the thought of somebody wanting my art on their body, I fell in love. Absolutely fell in love.
Describe your tiny machine, it looks mm-hmm. like, that you do the tattooing with. I kind of expected, giant, I don't know, that's awful small.
I use a rotary, and rotaries are more quiet, and they don't have the bulky coils on it, and it's really sleek and small. And it's lightweight, too, which I actually really appreciate.
You can hold it for quite a while.
Yeah, definitely. What's funny is a lot of people think that our hands hurt or our wrists hurt after tattooing for so long. But it's not really that at all. It's our back. Because we just sit hunched over tattooing. And we'll get into some crazy positions, too, in order to get that perfect permanent line done correctly. You know what I mean? Some days I'll go home and I'm so sore and my back hurts from tattooing for hours and hours and hours every day.
So every day you get to come to work and do art.
I have the best job in the entire universe. I get to draw on people for a living, and I get to meet amazing people and just spend all day doing what I love the most, and that's art.
So cool. You can see pictures of the tattoo that Jordan Allred did in her shop on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.